The 31st annual Ig Nobel Awards was held recently, and one of the big winners was a unique idea of transporting rhinos by suspending them from a helicopter, wait for it, by the ankles. It's a weird operation, Dumbo Drop. And as odd as it might sound, it has very real world applications for game rangers here in South Africa and our neighboring countries, as rhino poaching is still a big problem and requires the animals to be relocated. Dr. Mark Jago is a senior lecturer at the New Dump Campus School of Veterinary Medicine at the University of Namibia. Mark, thanks so much for joining us here on the Morning Review in Cape Town, South Africa. How are you?
Good morning, Lester. I'm well, thank you.
Who was the person that said, you know what, let's transport rhinos by dangling them by their ankles? And what did the other people in the room say?
It's an interesting question. We actually had spent a bit of time recently trying to remember who it was. But in all honesty, it was Dr. Pete Morkel. Pete Morkel is a Namibian veterinarian, well-known wildlife veterinarian. And it was his idea to give it a bash. He was fairly certain it was going to work. I have to admit, when he did bring up the idea, there was fairly sort of boggling of eyes and people not quite sure what was going to happen. But, yep, definitely he came up with a bold idea and it's worked.
Well, then how does it work? I think with an animal that weighs a few hundred kilograms, dangling by a rope from a helicopter may not be the safest thing, but I guess it's safe for those involved. And, of course, the rhino, how does it work?
Yeah, basically what you do is you first of all catch the rhino, so you immobilize it or anesthetize it. It is fully asleep. And then once you've got it stable, you very quickly put these, what they call these round sling ropes around the 4 feet. And the helicopter comes in and it lands. We link it up to a thing on the bottom of the helicopter. And then he slowly lifts up, very gently picks it up. He can go to about 1.2 tons of rhino. And then he, as he takes the weight, he goes up vertically, swings it into the air. And we're comfortable doing it for about 20 minutes. Mm. And in 20 minutes, of course, you can move a rhino a long distance by helicopter. And then at the other end, when you get to where you want to go, you gently drop it down onto a mattress and offload him. It works. It works well.
Why this new approach? Surely I've seen the wildlife documentaries and the animal conservation videos. You dart an animal, you put them on a sling. They are then lifted up almost by all fours or supported underneath them. And that's how you transport them. What does slinging them by the ankles, what is the difference?
Well, we did some research looking at the sort of physiology of the animal. And if anything, from a respiratory point of view, they cope better upside down, marginally better than on their side. But one of the big things is that it's very quick. You can really lift them up. You haven't got to take a long time strapping them down to a pallet, which you need to do if you were going to do them on the side. And the other action, of course, is that if you do have to use some sort of lifting device, a pallet or a net, these are all quite heavy. So it reduces the amount of weight of the rhino. So you have to take smaller rhinos. But with just the slings, you've got lots of weight for the rhino, so you can pick up a bigger rhino.
And there's nothing to the ankles.
We followed them for about half an hour. We saw no detrimental effect if we did it for up to half an hour, either on the ankles or the shoulders or on the blood supply to the feet. Obviously, if you pushed it too far, you might get into challenges, but for the time we were doing it, no, nothing.
Is this going to be standard practice now? It's something that you've just developed, and you're obviously part of nature conservation and rhino conservation in parts of Southern Africa. Are you hoping to have this innovative way of transporting rhinos become the norm?
Absolutely. I mean, I think South Africa's adopted it, and not only for the rhino, but also for other species as well, antelope, zebra, and even elephant. Elephants are now being picked up fairly routinely by the same system. It's quick, it's efficient, and it's certainly safe.
Well, I look forward to seeing a rhinoceros and other big pachyderm being swung from its ankle. Thank you so much for joining us, Dr. Mark Jago, senior lecturer at the New Dump Campus School of Veterinary Medicine at the University of Namibia.